Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're conducting an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Absolutely.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably, or you'll wait until November?
Yes.
Definitely vote, or you will wait?
Oh, I'll definitely vote.
Oh, thank you. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Danny Norris.
Who?
Danny Norris.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Shayla Jackson Lee.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Clint Dan Horn.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Joyce Chapman.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Houston Independent School District or HISD?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Harold Dutton.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you. Next, here's a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Do you think this is very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, thank you. Harold Dunn has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower income Texans paid by the free federal government Medicaid money.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
I'm against Ken Paxton.
Very or somewhat positive, you said?
No, not positive.
Oh, okay, so it will be somewhat negative or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay, thank you. Harold Dunn supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Who did?
Harold did.
He did what now?
He supports the state takeover of HISD schools, and he wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Oh, I'm against that.
Okay, so that will be somewhat negative or very negative for you?
Somewhat negative.
Okay, thank you. Harold Dunn worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
He's one of the sponsors, so I'm for that.
Okay, so do you think that's very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Dunn voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
More affordable housing, very positive.
Very positive. Okay, thank you. Next, based on all of this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
40 to 54.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your place?
Own.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
African American.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools, yes or no?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren in the
local
public? No. Okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. You have a good one.
You do. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.